Today's daf is Moed Katan Chavav. We'll pick it up with the last two words on Chav Hey. Amud Beis Tan Rabbanan, and now we're on Chavav. Tan Rabbanan. Ve'elu Karoin She'ein Misachin. These are the following types of ones you're not allowed to mend them afterwards. Hakari al Aviv, for a father, val Imo, and on a mother, val Rabo Shalimdo Torah, and your Rebbe who taught you Torah, val Nasi, on the Nasi, val Av Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin, val Shemuos Haros, for bad news, val Birkas Hashem, it's a euphemism, it means someone hears the opposite of someone blessing Hashem's name, val Sefer Torah Shinisraf, on the Torah that's burned, val Ara Yehuda, on the cities of Yehuda, Al Vial Hamikdash, on the destroyed base of Mikdash, Al Yushalayim, when it's in a state of ruins, Vekore Al Mikdash Umoisiv Al Yushalayim. So what you would do is when you're approaching to Yushalayim, first you tear for the Mikdash, and then you extend that when you get closer to Yushalayim. So now is going to go through all the braises, all the halachas in the braise. Of imov rabo shalim de Torah min olon. What's the source for that you have to tear for your father, your mother, and your rebbe? Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, ve'elisha roe v'hu mitzaik, avi rechev Yisrael ufarashav. He screams out, he says, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen. So the more darshan's like this. Avi, my father, ze avi v'imo. That two repeat, that's one for a father, the one for the mother. Rechev Yisroel Ufarshav, so the chariots of Yisroel, the Jewish people, and the horsemen. Ze Rabo Shalim Do Torah, that's your Rebbe who taught him Torah. My Mashma, how do you know that this is implying that this phrase is your Rebbe? Right? Kinime Targem Rev Yosef, is because the way Rev Yosef would teach. Rebbe Detav Lahon Yisrael Bitzlosei Merisichin Ufarashin. Rebbe, you're better for the protection of the Jewish people with your prayers than a whole army of chariots and horsemen. So why was it Rev Yosef? So Rev Yosef himself was he's a Baki in Targum. Everyone talks about this Tosus as well in the beginning of Bava Kama, that we have a concept of Varim Shebichsav Yetav Rashoyv Amram Balpeh. You're not allowed to necessarily learn Chumash, that's Torah Shebichsav, but the Targum you could. So he was an expert in the Targum. The Ritva over here explains that the Havimina was that that's why you need the Targum to come on to add this, because the Havimina would have just been a Novi, right, and not his Rebbe. So the Chiddush is no, the Targum teaches me Rebbe, that you're not just tearing Kriya because he was. Eliyahu was a Navi, he's tearing a Davka because it was his Rebbe as well. Okay, so the Gemara continues and asks, "Velo misachim minon." What's the source that you're not allowed to properly restitch it up? Dichsiv v'yachazek b'vegodov v'yikroim l'shnayim kroim. He took hold of his own beged and he tore it into two pieces. So I said, "Mimash m'shenemar." From the fact you told me v'yikroim that he tore them, ain't yadeh shlishnayim. When you tear something, that's what it means to tear it into two. Ella, no, pshat is like this. What's it's coming to add, right? When it tells you it's torn into two pieces, v'lamed shakurim. It'll stay in two pieces forever, meaning you're not allowed to go back and sew it up and to properly mend it. Eliyahu chayhu. One second, Eliyahu is alive. He comes to a bris. He comes to the seder. Amrle. So he says back to them. Kevan dichsiv v'lo ra'ahu oid. He didn't see him anymore. Right from Elisha's perspective. L'gabedide kemeis dami. Okay, so even though Eliyahu is alive, but since Elisha, his Talmud, didn't see him anymore, it was for him as if he was dead, and therefore that's why he tore kriya. Nosiv av Bezdin Shmos Haraos Midalon. Continuing now analyzing the Bryce, how do you know for the Nosiv the Av Bezdin or for bad news? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayachazek Dovi Bivigodov, Vayikraim, Vigam Al Hanoshim Asher Ito, Vayispadu, Vayivku, Vayatsumu Adha Haaret, Al Shaul, Vial Yonasan, Beno, Vial Am Hashem. V'al base Yisrael ki naflu ba chorev. Okay, it's a long pasuk, but the one is going to darshan that all these are the word al and each mention is coming to show it's a separate case for that. Shaul ze nasi, right? Shaul was the king, so he's the nasi. Yehonasan ze avbezdin, he was the avbezdin. V'al am Hashem v'al base Yisrael, the people, the Jewish people in the house of Israel. Elu shmus rose. That's a reference to bad news. So Amalei, excuse me, Omale Rav Bar Shavo L'Rav Kahana, Ve'ima Ad Hava Kulahu. Maybe really they all have to happen, meaning it's not each one by itself, but if you had all these bad things, then that's when you would tear Kriya. So Omale, no, we read the post, it says, Al Hifsik Ha'inyan. So each one is telling me separately, right? It said, Al Shol, Al Yonason, Al Am Yisrael. So each one of those tells me that it's dividing it, and therefore each one of these individual tragedies would be a sufficient cause to have a person tear Kriya. Umi Karinan Ashmos Haros. One second. Do we really tear Kriya when you hear bad news? V'ha Amrule L'Shmuel. When they told Shmuel, Katal Shavar Malka Tracer Alpha Yehudoi, Shapur Malka, the King Shapur killed 12,000 Jews, the Mezigas Kesari, in the town of Mezigas Kesari, Vilokora, Shmuel didn't tear Kriya. That's a terrible thing, but he didn't do it, right? So who is this person? Shavar Malka. So it's he was the king of Persia, Shapur the First. He ruled the dates here 241 to 272 in the Common Era. He was very close to Shmuel, and he was the founder of the Sassanid Empire. He would expand its borders when he was fighting the Romans. So here there was a terrible tragedy, and Shmuel didn't tear Kriya when he sees that. V'lo amru ela barov tzibur uchemayse shahaya. Now, so you have to tear when it happens to the majority of the people, and it's similar to the case where Shaul was killed and the entire Klal Yisrael suffered a defeat. And then we're going to ask one second, just as like Derech Agav, Umi Katal Shavar Malka Yehudoi? Did Shavar Malka really kill Jews? Veha, behold, Omerle, he said, Shavar Malka Shmuel, he said to his chaver, to his friend Shmuel, Tasili, I have a bracha that's coming to me. I'm deserving of a bracha. Delok, Katle Yehudoi Ma'olam. I never killed a Yehudi. I never killed a Jew. Right? So how can he say that he killed 12,000? Here he says, I never did it. So Hosam, Inhu Garmi L'Nafshayhu. No. There, he didn't instigate it, but here, unfortunately, the Jews brought it upon themselves. To Amar Rabbi Ami, Lekal Yesere Demezigas Kesri, Pakashura Deludkiya. What happened was that it's an exaggerated thing. The noise of the strings they were doing. I mean, it means like they were celebrating. They were playing musical instruments when the city rebelled against the king. And since they were Mori B'Malchus, that's why he was forced to kill them. So that's what it means. He didn't kill anybody unnecessarily, but unfortunately, because they rebelled against me, I killed them. But like when he says Tasi Libracha, that's I never killed without a reason, without them bringing it upon themselves. Okay, continuing now the Braisa. Va'al birkas Hashem minolon. If a person would hear somebody do the opposite of blessing Hashem's name, they would tear kriya. Dichsiv is a pasuk in Malachim Beis. V'yava Eliyakim ben Chilkia asher al habayis v'shevna hasoifer v'yoach ben Asav ha-mazkir el Chizkiyahu k'ruei begodim. So the Rav Shakeh was the one who had cursed Hashem. So they heard about this and they had tore Kriya. So actually the simon for today in Hilchos Kriya is Yordaya Simon Shin Mem. So over here it's brought down in Lamed Zayin. Hashomeya Birkas Hashem. The person hears Hashem's name being blessed. Afilu Birkas Hakinu, even if they use a kinu for that, right? Afilu Omru V'loshen Laz, right? Haviki Kinui. Chayiv Likro. You have to tear Kriya. That's when you hear from a Jew who's doing that. Afilu Hashomeya Meha'edim. And even if you hear from the Edim who are testifying, the one's about to say in a minute, right? Heich Baruch Ploni Chayiv Likro. If they explain what they're testifying about it, you have to tear it. Va'edim, but the witnesses themselves, Edim Tzrichim Likro Pamacheris. They don't have to tell a second. They don't have to tear a second time. Someone's going to explain all this now. Ton Rabon. We learned in a Braisa regarding this case. Echad Hashomeya Ve'echad Hashomeya Mipi Hashomeya Chayiv Likro. Both one who hears and one who heard from the one who says over it has to tear Kriya. Va'edim einim chayav nikro shekivar karu b'shah sheshamu. Because they've already tore Kriya the first time, they don't have to tear a second time in this. B'shah sheshamu mayhave. What difference does it make? The fact that they tore Kriya already the first time. V'haka shami hashta. They're hearing it now again. No, Sigmar rejects that. Lo salkadaitech. Don't say like that. Dichsi vayhi kishmo hamelech Chizkiyahu vayikra es begodov. When Chizkiyahu heard about that, he tore. So what's the diuk? Hamelech kor. Only Chizkiyahu was the one who tore. He was the melech. The heim, but those, the witnesses who reported back to him, because that's how he found out about it. Heim, those, the one who told about it, lo karu. They only did because they already tore the kriya. Then the Gemara asks, below Miss Achim in Olin, how do you know that you don't just sew it up properly afterwards? Sa'asya kriya kriya. We make a gezeira shava between the case of the kriya with by Chizkiyahu and the kriya was done with Eliyahu and Elisha. Sefer Torah shenisraf min olam. How do you know that you tear if a Sefer Torah was burned? Dechsiv vayhi kikro Yehudi shalosh delosois v'arboa v'yikra eha. B'sa'ar ha-sefer v'hashlech el ha'esh asher el ha'ach. Right, so when it came to pass that Yehudi had read three or four leaves, he would cut it out with a knife and throw it into the fire. So the Gemara asks, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So the darshan the pasuk, what does it mean? My shalosh delosos v'arba'a, three or four leaves, right? Why did he cut the book only at that point? So the Gemara explains the whole background, the famous Gemara over here. They said, Yoyakim, cost of Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinos. Yirmiyahu has written a book of Kinos that's going to talk about the future downfall of Yerushalayim. So, Amr Lahu, Ma Kosibe. So, what's written in? Right, so they had the city is sitting alone. Amr Lahu, Anat Malka. Don't worry, I'm still king, it doesn't apply to me. Amr Lahu, Bacho, Tivche, Belayla. She weeps. She's double, like, really crying in the middle of the night. On a malka, I'm still going to be the king. This doesn't apply to me. So they go to the third posuk. Gal sehudo meoni. There'll be the Yehuda's going to be exiled due to their afflictions. Their virus. On a malka, he still says I'm going to be king. Darkei tzion avelus. The whole way of tzion is mourning. On a malka, I'm king. Those are the first four verses that they were read. Hayut Sarehel Rosh. Then they come to the next pasuk, the fifth pasuk in Eicha. Her adversaries became the head, became the chief. So what does that mean? That means that the other kings who had been in place, i.e., him, are going to be taken away and removed from power. So Amalahu Man Amra. So who said this? Who said this? So they continue the pasuk. Ki Hashem Hoga Al Rov Peshael. Hashem has afflicted because of the many sins. Miyad kader kolas az karius shebo usrofan beish. So immediately he cut all the names of Hashem from his book and he burned them in the fire. Haindichsin, as the pasuk says, velo pachadu velo karu es bigdehem. They weren't afraid. They didn't tear their clothing. The king didn't do it. They have servants and they heard all these things. Michlal de boy lemikre. But the inference is that they should have torn kriya when they saw this. Omer le Rav Papa Levaye. So Papa says to him, Amar Mishum Shemu Soros. Maybe they should have torn, you're right, but not for the reason because of this, because of the Shemu Soros, the bad things that are written in the Sefer Kinos, that are written up in Eicha, but not because they destroyed it. So Amalei Shemu Soros, Bahahi Shaita Mihavi. Had it happened yet? No, this is a Nevuah about what's going to happen, but it's not, you know, a current event. A Shemu Ra means that something bad happened already, not that it's going to happen in the future. Omer Michelbo, Omer Rav Huna, Haroa Sefer Torah Shenikra Chay Likra Shtei Krios. If you see a Torah that's Sefer Torah that's torn, you have to tear Krios. Echad Al Hagavil VeEchad Al Ksav. One for the writing and for the parchment, and the second one is for the writing. Shneamar, like the pasuk is in Yirmiyahu, Acharei Seroif HaMelech Es HaMegillah VeEs HaDevarim. After the king had burnt the scroll and the words. So that implies that they have to do two separate kriyas. One was for the gevil and one's for the kisav. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna, Bar Chia, Havi Yasfei, Kaimi, the Rav Abba. They were sitting in front of Rav Abba, right? And Rav Abba, Boe La Ipanuye. He had to go to the bathroom. Shakle Letotafte. He took off his tefillin. Achte Abe. Sadia, and he put them on a cushion that he was sitting on. Asi abas naamisa, an ostrich came, Botwin wanted lemivloy to swallow them up. He wanted to swallow his tefillin. So Amr, so he said, hashta I chayvina li shtei kriyos. Had this ostrich been able to swallow it, I would have been chayv to tear two times. So Amr Le said to them, minaloch ha. How do you know this? It once happened to me. I personally had an involvement in this case. I asked Rav Masna what to do, and he didn't have it in his hand. He didn't have an answer, available. I went to Rav Yehuda, and he said like this. This is what Shmuel says. Lo amr ela bizro. That's only. You have to, tear a kriya if a sefer was taken from you bizro, like by force, right? Uchamaisa shahaya, like that. It was like the same thing that happened with Yehoyakim, where that's when you would have to tear kriya, but not in this case where the ostrich. Okay, now the Gemara continues to talking about the other cases where you tear kriya. Ari Yehuda Minolan. What's the source that you would tear kriya for seeing the cities of Yehuda in the ruin? Dechsiv. Viavo anashim mishchem mishilo mishomron shmonim ish min gulchei zokan ukurui begodim umizgodedim umincha levoina biyodam lahavi beis Hashem. So people came from Shechem, from Shilo, from the Shomron. 80 people, their beards were shaven, their clothes were torn, and they cut themselves, and they had like korbanos to bring to Hashem. So you see that this is mashma pasuk in Yirmiyahu mem aleph that they had tore kriya already when they saw the destruction. So Amr Chelbo, Amr Ula, Bi Ro'o, Amr Rebbe Elozer, Haro'e Ari Yehuda Bechurbanon. If you see the cities of Yehuda in destruction, Omer, Ari Kodshecha Hayu Midbar. Your sacred cities are now like a midbar, like a wilderness. Right? Bechorin and Yeter. Yerushalayim Bechurbanon, when you see Yerushalayim destroyed, Omer Tzion Midbar Hayosa Yerushalayim Shemama. Tzion's a wilderness, Yerushalayim is desolation. Bekorin, then you tear. Beis Hamikdash bechurban. We see the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Omer Beis Kodshenu v'Sifartenu Asher Hililucho Avosenu Hayel Esreifas Aish v'Cho Machamadenu Hayel Lechorva. Use our holy, our sacred house with our forefathers used to praise you is now burned with fire, and all our pleasant things have been destroyed. Then Bekorin, he tears. Kore al Mikdash Moisif al Yushalayim. First he tears for the Mikdash, then he extends that tear when he gets to Yushalayim. Ramin, he'll ask you a question, a contradiction from a different brisa. Echad Hashemeya ve'echad Haroah. Whether you hear it, that you Yushalayim is destroyed, or whether you see it. Kaven Shehigil et Sofim, when you see that's a Sofim is a Harscopus, right? Kore, you tear. Ve'kore al Mikdash bifnei atzmo ve'al Yushalayim bifnei atzmo. And you tear separately for the Mikdash, and you tear separately for Yerushalayim. Lo kash, one says it's not a kash. Ha, the one Bryce which says that you don't make a separate tear for Yerushalayim, you just extend it for the Mikdash. That's talking in case the poga be Mikdash bereisha. First you got the Mikdash. For ha, the other Bryce which says you make two separate ones, the poga be Yerushalayim bereisha. Oops, where you what's it called? Excuse me, where you hit? You came to Yerushalayim first. Okay, over here you have in where is this? This is Or Chaim Tov Kuf Samech Aleph. The din of Haroah Ari Yehuda Yerushalayim B'Mikdash B'Churbanim. So in Aleph it says Haroah Ari Yehuda B'Churbanim Oimer Ari Kodshecho Hayimidbar V'Korea. Right. So that's the mechaber in Beis Haro Yerushalayim bechurbana Omer Tzion Haisa Midbar Shemama veKorea Uchshiro Beis Hamigdash Omer Beis Kodshenu v'Sivatenu Asher Hilucho Bo Avosenu Hayil Lisreifas Eish veChol Machamadenu Hayil Lechorva veKorea Umehechen Chayil Koriv. Where are you chayiv to tear min hatsofim? When you go, as we said, just the Gemara Harscopus. Va'achakach kesheyira hamikdash. When you see the mikdash, korea kera acher. So here you see you do a second one. V'chol kriya tefach. It's a tefach is the width. V'imbo derech hamidbar sha'az ro hamikdash techila. And if you come from the way you'll see the mikdash first. Korea al hamikdash tefach. You tear a tefach that. Va'achakach kesheyira Yerushalayim mosif al kera rishon kol shehu. I had a Shai was asked to me over the summer as to someone who was visiting Eretz Yisrael, where should they actually tear the kriya, like when should they do it? So I spoke to Simon. He told me when they see the dome, that's when they should tear. You start with like a scissors horizontally, and then you tear it down with your hands vertically, and then you say these psukim as it's brought down here in the Tav Kuf Samech Aleph. There's an interesting discussion of the statuses nowadays in the Dirshu. they bring from the Igris Moshe, right? She'ein tzarech likro ela im kein roim mekoymos ba'ari Yehuda o Yerushalayim she'ein b'rishus ha'umos. You have to see all things that are not under Jewish control. Me'idach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Kosov, she'kevin she'gam b'zmaneinu nimtzaim b'Yerushalayim k'nesios v'kvarim shel nochrim. We're not allowed to uproot them and start World War III. Nechshevas Yerushalayim adayin b'churbana. It's still considered to be in a state of churban. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan. Next brisa. V'chulon rishoyim l'sholulon. With all these types of things where you're tearing, you're allowed to, like, you know, fix it up like loose stitches. Umolulon, that's like to hem them. Ulaloktan, to like gather in, to gather. V'lasoysam kemin sulamos. You can fix it like an imprecise ladder-like stitches. Avalo la'achoysam, but not, you can't fix it up with like very precise stitching. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Beis, uve'ichui Alexandri. What we're talking here is this Alexandrian method of stitching it up, that it's a very exceptional type of quality, and then you can't even tell that it was ever torn. That's how good it was. Okay, Tan Rabbonin. Hakare mitoch ashlal. If you're fixing a place where it's been loosely tacked together, mitoch hamalal, the hem of it, mitoch haleket, to the part where it was gathered together, mitoch haslamos, these ladder-like stitches, lo yotza, you're not yotza. Mitoch ha'ichui, right? If you did it in a place where it was mended, yotza. Omer Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, uve'ichui Alexandria. Again, we're talking about this type of Alexandrian one, which is not like an ordinary type of sewing. Tan Rabbanan, Roshoi lehoifel lehofcho lemata lachoso. You're allowed to turn it upside down, and then you could like mend it in an imprecise way. Reb Shimon ben Elazar oisir lachoso. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says you're not allowed to do it even like upside down. You can't carefully fix it as well. Chashem shahamoicher also lachoso. Just like if you're selling something that had been torn, right, you can't fix it up. Even the one who's buying it now, he's not allowed to carefully mend it too. The moicher has to inform the buyer that this was torn, and then you're not going to even after you buy it from you, you're not going to be allowed to stitch it up. Tan Rabbanan, Techilas Kriya Tefach. The first one is a tefach, like that's like probably, I don't know, 3-4 inches. V'tosefes shalosh etzbos. And then if you're extending it for another person, another reason, then you do it 3 fingers. Divi Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Techilas Kriya Shalosh Etzbos. The first one is 3 fingers, V'tosefes Kol Shehu. And then its extension is a Kol Shehu, that means any small amount. So here this is brought down in Shin Mem Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Shir Kriya Tefach, right? That's what we'll see. Im Kora Al Meis. And if you tore for a mace, Ubola Hoisi, but Oisa Kriya Al Meis. Acher, for another one, Im Acher Shiva. If it's after Shiva, Sagi Bechol Shehu, just a little bit. Im Hayutok with Shiva, Tzarek Tefach. You have to do Tefach on that. Val Avi Vimo, Afilu Acher Shiva, Kore. Shigala es libo. Okay, we'll talk about actually some of the practical halachas of how to tear that in a second. We'll do a few more lines in the Gemara. Omer Ula, halacha k'Rebbe Meir b'kriya, v'halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda b'tosefes. So halacha follows Rebbe Meir, right? That the original thing is a tefach, and halacha follows Rebbe Yehuda that the extension could be a kol shehu. Tanya Nami Hoch, you have a price like this for Yosio, Mir Techilas Kriya Tefach, but Tosefes Kol Shehu, right? So the rule is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Mechavero. When you have a one-on-one machlokes, Rabbi Yosi someone else, so then we follow the shita of Rabbi Yosi, right? When he's arguing on one of his colleagues. Tan Rabbanan, Almrulo, Mace Aviv, they told a person, unfortunately, Rachman Atzlan, his father passed away, Vikore, and he tore Kriya. And afterwards, they tell him, "Meis beno, your son died." V'hosiv, and he added on to the same original tear. Tachton misache, the lower part is allowed to be mended. Elyon eina misache, you're not allowed to do the top part because after you finish your period of avelis, you're allowed to sew it up. That's for anyone beside a parent, but the upper part can't be torn because that was made for his parent. That can never be torn up again. On the other hand, meis beno, they tell him the son died. v'karni tor meis avi v'hosin, and he adds on elyon misache v'tachton ein misache. So that's the inverse case of it, right? In this case, that the upper part that he made for his son that could be fixed, but the lower part which he made for his father, that's not allowed to be sewn up. Meis aviv, meis imo, meis achiv, meis achoso, korea kera echa lechulan. If, you know, chas v'shalom, his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, they all died, he makes one kriya for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer, al kulan kera echad. He makes for all the other relatives, he makes one. Al aviv v'imo kera achad. And he makes one for his father, and his mother. Lefi she'enem osifin al kera aviv v'imo. We don't add on to that. This is brought over here in... Chaf Beis. Amrulo Meis Aviv says that, again, this is a Simon Shin Mem. Sif Chaf Beis. Amrulo Meis Aviv Kora Acher Shiva Meis Beno Vahosif Meis Ache Hatachdon Velo Ha'elyon Amrulo Meis Beno Vakora Acher Shiva Meis Aviv Ein Mosif Ella Korea Kriya Acheres She'ein Aviv Ve'imo Betosafes. That's the lines coming up right now in the Gemara. Let's read that and we'll explain what that means. That is it, right? My time, that's the next part of the thing. What's the reason for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir who says you're not allowed to add for it? So some explain it's like a halachic idea, right? But there's others who know it's not just a halachic concept. This is like the moral reasoning behind this halacha, because the Tosefes, you're never going to have another father or mother. That's a one time thing only. Therefore, it's not appropriate to add to the tear as any other parents, the way the Tal Torah explains. But theoretically, you could, however, have other relatives in the category in the future, your children, or you could have even like a half sibling from your surviving parent. So that's what it means when it means lefisha ein betosefes. Right? You can't add to this. You can't replace this. That's what it comes out to be. So maybe now actually might be a good time to just go over some of how the kriya is done. The time of the kriya. So the current minhag is that we tear kriya just before the funeral service, even on Chol HaMoed. Some tear kriya after the hespedim. So if which clothes do you tear? So if an avail is for a parent, so you tear each one of your clothes. If you don't tear kriya in every single garment that requires it, you're not yotze, right? So for a man, he tears his shirt, his vest, a sweater, a suit, a sport jacket. For a woman, she would tear a blouse, a sweater, a dress, a suit jacket, a necktie, an overcoat, raincoat, talis katan, and like an undershirt. All these things don't require kriya. What's the actual procedure? So the ovil stands. Sitting would puzzle it unless the person physically is unable to stand. But if they could stand, they have to stand. It's done in front of other people, and a man will help them. Sometimes it's the rabbi, sometimes it's somebody from the actual funeral. They'll take a small little cut, like a razor, right? They do it on the left side. It's supposed to be done if like over the heart. If b'di'evit it was done on the right side, that's okay. So they tear the lapel of like the jacket or the pull of a sweater, whatever it is, the neck of the shirt, and he says the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, l'keinu melech olam, dayin ha'emes, and he tears vertically with his hands, if possible. He goes down to his heart, which is about 4 inches in length. It's basically the same thing for a woman, except a woman's going to assist the woman. A man's not going to do it for the aim. By the woman, they only cut the outer garments, right? Still thing on the left side, she makes the bracha. And then, in the sake of modesty, she goes in private, and someone will help her in finishing tearing the blouse or her dress. And then she pins up the rip, or she covers it with an outer garment. So for the other krovim, not for a parent, so it's the same thing that they stand. It's done privately. A man helps a man, and a woman helps a female do it. They do only the outer garment. That's done with the razor, and it's on the right side. No, but for not on the opposite. But if they did accidentally, they got confused. They done the left side. Then b'di'evit, that's good. They make the bracha and they tear an area of 4 inches. So this is all brought down in Rabbi Drucker's excellent sefer, the Mourner's Companion. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to say. Omer Shmuel, right? Halacha, Kerebi Yehuda ben Beseira, Miyam Rishmul Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? That you follow that? Vaham, don't we have the rule? Hamar Shmuel, Halacha, Kedivri Hamekel, Ba'avil. Usually we're more Mekel. So our answer is no. Avelis the Chud, Kriya the Chud. These are two separate categories, and we don't mix in. We don't say this rule of Halacha, Kedivri Hamekel by Kriya. Some explain because Kriya is actually Daraisa, and others, some Rishmul learn that the reason why we're Mekel for Avelis is because that's a Din Durabonin, and then whenever you have a Suffolk, that's a Suffolk Durabonin. Bonan Lakula asks the Murad Heichan Korea. How far do you tear? Atibru until your belly button. Vyeshamram Alibo, some say until your heart. Va'afa pish ain't Railadov, even though there's no really a proof of this. Zechiladover, Shnemar, Bekiru, Lavavchem, Va'albigdechem. You should tear your hearts and not your garments. Pasuk in Yoel. So the hint to this is that you have to extend the tear in your clothing only till the point where it would reach your heart. Higili Tiburo. If he tore the part where it got to his belly button, marchik shalosh etzba'os v'koreya, he moves away three tefachim and makes a new one. Nismale milafonov, it became full of tears in the front. Machziro la'achorav, you turn it now to the back and you make it on the other side. Nismale milamalo, if it became full of tears on the top part, hoifcho milamata, you turn it on the bottom, make a tear over there, right? Hakore milamata, umin hatzdodim lo yotze. If you tear it from Hakore milamata, umin hatzdodim lo yotze. If you tear it from the bottom on the sides, you're not yotze. Ella, the only one, Kohen Gadol, poreim milamata. So the Kohen Gadol, who has a special thing, he tears at the bottom in a symbolic thing. It's interesting, the halachas of the Kohen Gadol are brought down by the Rambam. Here in Hilchos Kli Mikdash Perikei, he says, he begins in Halacha Al, says, Kohen Gadol is Tzarech Shiyeh Gadol Mikol Achiv HaKohanim Benoi V'Koach V'Osher V'Chochem V'Uvamara. Right, he has to be different in you know, what's the word of life, like isolated, different, you know, stands out from the rest of them. Therefore, so he continues, I'll skip a little bit in Halacha Hey, it says, Meis lo meis, eini yotze achorov, ve'einu yotze mi pesach beso, o min hamikdash. He doesn't leave his house or the base of Migdash. Ve'chol ha'am boim l'nachmo b'lebeso. They come be menachmo here. Ve'hu oime b'shura, v'sagan mi yamino, v'rosh abezin, v'chol ha'am ismolo. So he has the sagan on his right hand side, and he has everyone else on his left. Ve'omrim lo, anu kaparascha, we are your kapara, ve'hu oime lehem. And he responds back to them, tis baruch min hashem. You should be blessed from Shemayim. Halacha Vav, Ukeshe Mevarin, Oiso, Kol Ha'am, Misubin. I'm going to skip a little bit. Here it is. Einakar Al Meso, Kishar HaKohanim. He doesn't tear like the other. Kohandu, Shnemar, Uvigadav, Lo Yifroim. That's our pasuk over here Kohen Gadol doesn't tear like everybody else. Again, that's the one we want to clear distinction between him and the other Kohanim. Okay, continues the Gemara. Pligu bo Rav Masnov Rav Ukva v'tarvayhu mishmei da'avua de Shmuel v'Levi. So they had a machloikis, they're both saying over the shitas in the name of Shmuel's father and Levi. Chadam, one of them says, Kol Shiva Korea. For all the 7 days of Avelis, if you hear that another one of your relatives has passed away, send your Korea. La'achar Shiva Moisif. And after Shiva, then you're just Moisif. V'chadam, the other one says, Kol Shloshim Korea. All the 30 days you make a new one. La'achar Shloshim Moisif. And after 30 days, the Shloshim, that's when you just add on to the first one. So Maskevla Reb Zera asks the Kasha on this. Man the Omer Kol Shiva Korea, the one who holds, I'm not sure who it is, but the one who holds that it's seven that you tear, Amai. Why do you have to? Isn't it not enough just to add to the first one? Isn't the reason to lo nitein l'shola because you're not allowed to mend it up until after the 7 days, right? And therefore, if you add to it, it's going to look like it's a continuation. Elah the Omer Mar, but what the master said, Ha'isha shalal to la'altar, a woman fixes up her tear immediately. So then, hachanami. So would you say the same thing here that she should not wait until the shiva? She should add on to it immediately afterwards, right? Even during the shiva? No, hasam over there. The woman's allowed to close up the tear. Mishum kvod isha hu, because that's a covet for her. It's dishonorable for her to be, you know, it's not sneezing or walking around the torn clothing. But halachically, that tear is considered if it's still there. So therefore, she has to make a new one and not just add to the previous one. Okay, so Zer asks again, Manda omer kosh shloshim korea, that you do it throughout the 30 days, amai, why is that? Why do you make a new one instead of just adding? Delo nitan la'achoiso. Don't we say because you're not allowed to tear it up until it's sew it up until after 30 days? Se'el lo'avi imo. But for your father and your mother, delo nitan la'achoiso la'olam. You're never going to tear them up. Hachinami. Right, would you say the same thing here? You should forever be prohibited to add to this because you know you say you have to make a new one. No, so awesome over there. The reason why you're not allowed to do it is because mishum kvod aviv imohu. It's a cover for your parents not to do it. However, you know, essentially the tear is considered like it had been sewn up even after the shloshim, and therefore the son could extend it in a case where there's a new avelis. Okay, tan rabbanan. Hayotze bebeged karua lifnei hames. If you came out before a mace in something that had already previously been torn for somebody else, said hareze goizel es hamesim ve'esachayim. You've stolen from the dead because you didn't tear kriya for him. Ve'esachayim, and from the living people because it's like a gnevas das. They think that you tore in honor of the person who's there, but you're deceiving them. If a person says to his chaver hish ileni. Let me borrow your shirt. I'm going to visit my father who's very, very sick. And he gets there and he finds that his father passed away. He's allowed to tear the clothing even though he's not wearing it. And then he sews it up. So he gives him back he was allowed to tear it, but he has to pay, give him back the shirt and then pay the difference, the depreciation, the value of the shirt because he tore it. You know, we assume that the lender understood the possibility that this guy's sick father was going to die, and he lent it anyway, so he might have to tear it. He understood that. But if the person didn't tell him, just let me borrow your shirt, doesn't tell him where he's going, that he's going to visit his sick father, the guy who lent the shirt had no idea that was happening. You can't touch it. You don't have permission to tear it. You can't tear something. It's not your property. Tan Rabbonim. If a person's sick and one of his relatives passed away, then we don't inform them that his relative died. Says the Gemara, why not? Maybe he's going to lose his mind, his emotional state, his grief. It's going to exacerbate his whole physical health. So we don't tell them. We don't tear kriya in front of him. He won't realize that one of his relatives passed away. We don't have the women cry out in front of him, so he won't realize what in fact had happened. I remember Rav Shechter said over from his father, Melech Shechter, that he said, when his brother passes away, don't tell him right away, because we'll learn later about a Shmuel Rechok and a Shmuel Kroiva, so if he wasn't informed immediately, he wouldn't have to sit the full Shiva, so there he didn't want to be informed, he didn't want to know about it. Continues the Gemara, Umekarin lekotun b'pnei agmas nefesh. We saw this earlier, that even though there is a katan, isn't chayat to do it, but we do it just, it's such a sad sight to see a child with torn clothing, so that's going to add to grief when we see this child in their torn clothing. V'korin al chomiv v'al chamoso m'pnei kvod ishto, and he tears for his father-in-law, for his mother-in-law, even though he's not required to do a velus for them, but he does it to show that he's with her. As just one of the Omer of Papa Ton of Evil Rabasi, we learned in Evil Rabasi the following halacha: Avil lo yaniach tinok besoch cheko mipnei shemevi ol yedei schoik. We don't have a small child on your lap during the shiva because it's going to bring you to laughter. The nimzin will come out mizgana al habrios. That you're going to be disgraced because people are going to look at you and say. Why are you laughing? You're supposed to be sitting shiva. This is brought down. This is a halacha in Shin Tzadi Aleph. Says the mechaber, an avil aser besimcha. You're not allowed to have simcha. Lefikach lo yikach tinok becheko kol shiva shemayavu de schok. So he's going to come to laughter. So really, some of the Mefarshim learned that it's going to cause that the avil is going to be mesiach das. He's going to be, you know, this is time to focus on the loss and not to be joking around in the base of avil. And then a child, by definition, they're lovable, they're cute, they're sweet, they bring joy to a person. That's not the time for it. There is a time for that, but not in the time of the shiva. It's a hard halacha to relate to. Certainly, it's very stressful and a lot of grief, and they sometimes need a little bit of a release and a little bit of a relief from what they're going through. But afal pichin, this is brought down halach lemaisa, not to have a child on the lap during while they're sitting shiva. Okay, we'll stop here.